From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Politics today. We'll discuss the fortunes of the Democrats this week with senior editor Christopher Caldwell of the conservative journal The Weekly Standard. First, though, we're going to hear some of the texture of the campaign this week, now that it's moved beyond the intense startups in Iowa and New Hampshire. And before that, even, Day to Day wants to offer this helpful political geography reminder, because things are getting pretty confusing. To win the Democratic presidential nomination, someone needs 2,162 delegates, and most of them are going to come in these primaries and caucuses. There were 45 at stake in Iowa, 22 in New Hampshire. John Kerry got those. There are 269 available next Tuesday because there are seven events that day. All the candidates now have to figure out where to go and what to do. There are caucuses in New Mexico and North Dakota, a meeting process like that in Iowa. There are primaries where people go and vote, as in New Hampshire. There are primaries in five states, Delaware, Missouri, it has a lot of delegates, 74, Oklahoma, South Carolina, there's a debate there tonight, and all the candidates are expected to attend, so they'll all be in one state, at least this once.